People need an income that's guaranteed to them.
If you lose money to taxes, you're never getting that money back.
You need to get serious about adding some lower risk.
Greed. I don't like greed.
The thing to be afraid of, honestly, is the thing that we're not thinking of, the black swan event.
There's a tsunami coming.
Bye, bye, bye.
Welcome to Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers.
Just coffee talk.
There's a lot of noise, a lot of chatter. Who do you listen to? Who do you not listen to? You have to stay focused.
A fun and informative look at the issues of wealth, retirement, and protecting your life savings.
These advisors out there that were trained to sell, and have all these fees, they don't want to talk about this product because they make less money.
And now, Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers.
Hello again and welcome to Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online, find us, zinniawealth.com, ZINNIAwealth.com. If it's time to talk about your retirement, if you have questions about markets, you have questions about saving money, you have questions about your 401k, well, that means you've got questions and it's time to get those questions answered. And Sharice is here to do just that. Sharice, how are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic. And there's lots of questions all the time. I have lots of questions. A lot of people come in with lots of questions. So it's very normal.
Well, that's why we have our Ask Sharice segment, of course. And you can go to our website and you can hit contact us and you'll scroll down there. And if you have a question you want us to handle on the radio, we'll do that for you right here. So that's always available to you. We invite you to check the website out. We're going to talk taxes here in our first segment today because tax day is, of course, on Monday. And we're just about there. But between now and then, Sharice, you actually emceed an interesting event. We're always talking about education here that gets into mentoring, and it was all about kids this time. Tell me about it.
It was. It was the Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnerships 10th Annual Youth Business Plan Competition. And I heard about it last year, but I really took a deep dive this year, and it is incredibly, probably one of the neatest things I've ever seen. And it's a big initiative here for Marion County, and it's where kids in high school come up with a business plan. It's kind of a Shark Tank type of thing, right? You have judges, they ask you questions and they're judged on how they answer them and that kind of stuff. But what I was most impressed about is that these kids had a plan, and it incorporated, for most of them, artificial intelligence, also how they were going to market it and use artificial intelligence in their plan. And I was just really surprised. I probably shouldn't have been, but the ideas and, you know, the winners, they had a cologne and perfume decanting company. And when I was watching them present, they had these little really well done black boxes and gave them to the judges, and they just ticked this little tab and they peeled it off. And then they had their cologne for the men and the perfume for the women, and they could spray it. And it was just so well done. And then they pulled up their social media and the millions of followers already and how much money they're making. I'm like, you guys are sophomores or something like that. I couldn't believe it. So I was thoroughly impressed. And a young lady who it was Annie Scoops, and she brought in this gelato idea and just having the, you know, health of the better ice cream and that kind of stuff. And we had Paul Paquette from Dunkin' Donuts. He's like, wait a minute. He was a judge, and he was like, wait a minute, I'm in competition with you, but I really like what you have to offer. And you know what was great about all the judges? They're like, you know, we want to help you. And he's like, if you need help growing your ice cream world, he's like, come to me. I'm going to help you. It was incredible just to see everybody out there helping. And we had Vanguard High School, a principal came up to me because we talked about the Grilled Cheese Foundation in middle of all that, and how we can help students in college or while they're in middle school and high school, and how we're going to start raising awareness on that and providing scholarships. So it was just a great opportunity for me to MC, learn about the program, and share about our 501c3 called the Grilled Cheese Foundation. So nice. It was fun. I'm looking forward. I was asked to do it again next year. I went, absolutely.
That's great. Well, someday they're all going to be rich and they're going to need a little help with their money, and you'll be right there for them.
Good point. We're trying to continue to make Ocala great and groom these young people to keep those businesses here, and then also if they want to extend from there. So a lot of great things happening here.
Nice. All right. Well, one thing that they're going to have to learn about if they make a whole lot of money, and that is, oh my gosh, you got to pay taxes. So that's what we're all dealing with now. Monday is tax day, April the 15th. So it's the day you send your taxes in. If you get a refund, you're probably done by now. But if you're sending money in, you're probably this weekend messing messing around with that. But there are a few things that you can still do to decrease your tax bill. And Charisse, one of them is starting an IRA. And this is a way, and you can actually do this all the way up to Monday, and that will help you for last year's taxes. So let's talk about that just a little bit.
So contradicting, because we want to save on taxes in the future, yet we're saving on the taxes today.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You know, when you're younger, Randy, and our income is not as high, I don't recommend getting a tax deduction. I recommend putting your money in the Roth IRA, let it grow tax-free. Okay. But when you start to make some money and bigger bucks with your job, you start to feel the pain. You're like, I do need that tax deduction off my income. And that's when sometimes we do encourage people to contribute to their IRAs. A lot of people have a 401k, and then after your 401k, you are allowed to come to advisors locally, or you can open up your own accounts on your own if you have the wisdom to do so. And if you're over 50, you can do $6,500 a year, and then you can do a catch-up contribution of $1,000. So that's $7,500 a year for you and your spouse. And if you're under 50, you know, it's $1,000 less than that. But I do encourage it, just depending on your income and where you stand and how far away you are from retirement, et cetera. So, you know, this is the time and the deadline is upon us.
Yeah. So, and if you're married, you can each do one. If you don't have one at work, you can do that. And so there's some opportunities there at this last minute. You could do it this weekend. You could do it on Monday. You could do this right now, and it may be able to help you with taxes. Mm-hmm. But as we talk about taxes here on the show, this is exactly what we always say. There are taxes that we're dealing with now. There are taxes that we'll deal with in retirement. And there's two different kinds of looks at that. And so one of the things that we talk about is, as you come into retirement, maybe you've had a job and you've had a 401k or an IRA and you've left that behind. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So consolidating those accounts. Christine Benz from Morningstar just was interviewed about that exact fact.
Many people have leftover 401ks, perhaps left behind at the old company, or they have rollover IRAs at various firms. These accounts together represent a major consolidation opportunity, where oftentimes the best strategy from the standpoint of streamlining is to consider merging all of those accounts together into a single mega IRA. And that makes it super simple to keep tabs on that account and allows you to silo that account with a single investment provider.
So, Charisse, is that just a convenience thing, or does it make financial sense as well? What are the benefits, the up and down, of having one IRA as opposed to three or four?
Well, that's all the above, Randy, because a lot of people come in and they're sometimes 5 years before they retire, and we'll see an old 401k at this job, an old 401k at this job, an old 401k at this job, and then they're with their employer now and they have this 401k, and sometimes they even have a brokerage account, an IRA. And it's like, goodness, do we have a plan? And there's never a plan. It's just, you know, we're in a 60-40 or an 80-20 portfolio. And a lot of people say, you know, I think it's safe over there. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I don't even work for that company over there, but it's over there. It's making money, right? And people just don't know what it's actually doing. And they don't know if it's actually doing the best that it could be doing. Mm-hmm. So we do recommend that you consolidate all those accounts. There's no point having four statements coming to you every year, or three, or even two. Consolidate them with an advisor locally, and they'll open up an IRA. I know some of you think that because you're not 59 and a half, I can't move that to an IRA because I have a 10% penalty, but that is not true. Once you leave an employer, or employer tells you got to go, you can take those 401ks and roll them to an IRA. And you can roll them all into one if you want, zero penalty, and you do not pay the taxes, because you'll notice I'm using the word rollover. Mm-hmm. It's a special form that allows you to do that. No penalty, no taxes. And now you could really start working with somebody locally that actually kind of cares about your money, right? Might actually create a plan for your money, mm-hmm. maybe even a tax strategy with your money. So a lot of times we do recommend that consolidation. I'll give an example of somebody that I just met a week ago exactly. And they have 20 accounts. So coincidentally, Randy, you picked a good, you know, segment, because this literally just came in and I went, oh my gosh, how do you guys keep up with this? They're like, oh, that's why we're here.
Okay.
They have four separate trusts and four different custodians, right? Those are trusts that are going to have capital gains if they sell them, et cetera. So my first start with them was, why don't we consolidate all these into one trust and create a plan from there? And they said, that would be wonderful. Can we actually do that? I said, yes. I don't even know why you have four trusts, because there was no reasoning behind it as I was looking at how it was titled. So let's keep them in one. They said, great. Then we had a couple Roth IRAs, a couple IRAs over here, and we had four bank accounts with like 20 CDs.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So I had to work up a plan. I went old school, because when they turned everything into me, they did it on pencil. I'm like, if I go Excel and technical here, they're going to get lost in the weeds. So I literally took my pad and paper out, and they're engineers, and I drew out the boxes, and this is what you have, and this is where we're going. And they looked at me like, wait a minute, we're going to take all those accounts, and now from, 10 accounts, we're only going to have 3 to 4. I went, yep. They're like, oh, sign me up, Charisse. And their biggest concern were they left things the way they were, because they were afraid they're going to pay taxes. Even their four trusts that were combining into one, they're like, well, when we combine them, don't we have to pay the capital gains on that? I went, no, we're going to roll them in kind, no capital gains, put them in one place, and we'll slowly do tax loss harvesting. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, they had a huge tax issue, because their trusts were in these really highly leveraged dividend stocks, and they don't need it. And I said, well, why don't we put this in a tax deferred status as we're doing tax loss harvesting? They're like, we can do that. I was like, do you need to pay the taxes on it? They went, no. I was like, do you need to live on this money? They went, we will never live off this money. I said, then let's put it in a tax deferred status. And so there's a lot of tax planning that is involved when it comes to your 401ks and consolidating and moving those to IRAs and deciding if you're going to get a Roth IRA. Why is one advisor saying get this IRA, and why is the other advisor you saw saying get the Roth IRA, one or the other, right? And there's a reason. You just need to understand where the advisor is coming from. And then hopefully they understand your season of life, whether you're 30, whether you're 40, 50, 60, 70, because it's actually a different strategy depending on your age, which a lot of people don't know. And we want to think methodically through it. We want to make sure we implement the plan and it's consistent and it's, pretty static, right? And we just follow the rules, no penalties, no taxes while we're doing it. So I would recommend consolidating for sure.
So as you look at yourself listening to this and say, yeah, I've got a couple of those from a former employer, and I started an IRA here, and now it's all over the place. And when you get into retirement, especially when you're in your 70s and you have to take your RMDs, well, you have to take one or some from every single one, or yes, a bunch from the biggest one, or just it just makes the math much harder. From a convenience sake, that's one thing that you need to think about. Charisse, you talked about performance. You get more choices, I guess you've said, if you have your own IRA. But the yes, other thing is what are the fees? If you have it in an employer plan or two or three employer plans, sometimes the fees involved with those employer plans are higher than what you think. And when you go out there and do this on your own, it can actually save you money, can't it?
It really can. And this one example we just discussed, they had a couple of mutual funds in their old employer plan. They said, well, the plan doesn't charge us a fee, but I said, the fund manager does. So let's do a portfolio x-ray on it. We'll see what the fees are, and we can decide what to keep, what to get rid of. And on average, 3 out of 4 of the funds they had over a 1% internal fee. They're like, oh, well, when I started this, they waived some kind of fee or commission. I said, yes. And I showed them, I'm like, right on this fee chart, it says there's a 4% commission. They waived the commission, but they didn't waive the internal expense, because that's how the fund manager gets paid. Maybe your 401k or TSP or whoever you have did waive those other fees for you to help you out, but there's still those fund fees. I don't do it for free.
Well, these are things that you can sit down and discuss. So again, there's tax planning for April 15th, which is what we've been doing our entire lives, but there's also tax planning in retirement, which is a totally different story. It's astounding to me, and I saw this pie chart from Lincoln Financial, and it showed how a dollar is spent for a retiree. And of that dollar, 30 to 31 cents of every dollar in your retirement years that you will spend will go to taxes.
If not more.
It could be your biggest expense in retirement. You think it's going to be travel. You think it's going to be, your grandchildren. It's taxes. And so this is a conversation we need to have, and it comes out when we do our portfolio x-ray. We start to see what your tax liabilities are now and later. It's an important part of the planning process. So give us a call, give us a look on our website. Let's have the meeting and talk through your tax situation today and your tax situation for the next 20, 30 years. Find us online, ZinniaWealth.com, ZinniaWealth.com. There's a gold box there. Click on that. You'll be on your way. Or you can just bypass all that right now and just call us, 833-368-3680. 833-368-3680. We'll be right back with more Retirement Coffee Talk. Welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online, find us at ZinniaWealth.com, ZinniaWealth.com. And while you're on the website, as you tool around and learn more about Sharice, you may pump into something called the Grilled Cheese Foundation, which is a 501c3 that you started. Tell us a little bit about that, and you actually have an event coming up that everybody can be involved in.
Yes. So the Grilled Cheese Foundation, if you go to thegrilledcheesefoundation.com, the story behind it is it's to help foster the passions and talents of the youth out there. If you're in middle school or high school, and if you're in a single parent family household, and you can't afford karate or dance or to take up an instrument or singing lessons, or maybe you're wearing football cleats while you're in high school and you can't afford another pair, this is for you. This is to help you and encourage you to keep, you know, driving that force, that there's hope out there. There's somebody behind you saying you can do it. We want you to try all the things you can so that you just know that there's potential success in the future. So when I was a kid, we had people doing that for my brother, sister, and myself. And so I'm paying it forward. On top of that, the Grilled Cheese Foundation has a Fresh Start scholarship for people going to college for the first time. And I did receive that when I was in high school as a senior, as an award, and it helped me get to Santa Fe College and University of Florida, or I might not have been able to afford just to get there. It's an ancillary scholarship for, you know, first, last security deposit, yeah, down payment on your electric bill. That was the scariest part. How am I going to do that? Because my dad didn't have the money for that. And then we have the Go Beyond scholarship, where we are awarding this year two full tuition scholarships to Santa Fe Community College and two full tuition scholarships to CF College. Yes. And we don't have anybody for those four college tuition scholarships. I know. So during COVID, everything just shut down, and I just haven't had the stamina and steam behind me to push forward. And so I've hired an executive director. And really, Zinnia pays for everything, and all the dollars truly are there to go to the kids. I'm like, you want to talk about a foundation where every dollar goes to the kids? That's it. Gotcha. It's a really great one. And we're raising awareness, and we're having a shredding event at the Zinnia Wealth Management office in Ocala, where you guys can come and shred all your documents, whether you're a client or a non-client, it doesn't matter. It's on, I think, April 26th from 3 to 5. We're going to have here. My staff did a great job. We're going to have the Grilled Cheese Emporium food truck. I guess they make these gourmet grilled cheeses, so come on down. Those are free. We're going to have lots of giveaways. And anybody who is part of our Zinnia Platinum Club, we have swag bags and some really cool gifts that we're giving away there. If you bring a guest, you know, you're going to get a ticket into a couple of the other drawings. And we're going to have my executive director there with her table talking about the Grilled Cheese Foundation. And anybody who donates, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar, you'll get another raffle into some of these really cool drawings we're doing. Nice. So again, come shred your stuff, get those old taxes out of the way, any old documents. Yeah. Come learn about the Grilled Cheese Foundation. And we'll be talking about the Grilled Cheese Foundation for a while now, because we really want to help as many kids as we can in Marion County, Alachua County, Lake and Sumter, and Monroe County, where I'm from down south.
All right. So this is what that time of year. I said a lot of people will be doing their taxes this weekend. And when you dig into those boxes, you go, well, why do I have this from 1999? Well, now that's a time to get that thing shredded, because you only need to keep them back about 6 or 7 years. So come out to the event, shredding event coming up at our offices in Ocala. That's April the 16th. Our website will have more, ZinniaWealth.com. All right. So, Sharice, I've been elbowing you a little bit, because Ella is getting to that age not long from now where she's going to be sitting behind the wheel of a car. And I tell you, one of the toughest things that I did as a parent was teach my three kids to drive. Oh, my gosh. What a chore. In any event, remember when you learned to drive? You remember where they told you to put your hands on the steering wheel? You remember the position?
Yes, I do.
10 and 2, right? Mm-hmm. Always 10 and 2.
10 and 2.
Okay, well, they are now changing that. So now it's going to be 9 and 3. And what is the reason for that? Well, cars now have airbags. And when the airbag goes off, if you're at 10 and 2, you're going to hit yourself in the head with your hand, apparently. So
wow.
9 and 3 is where you're supposed to hold your hands now. So the thing that's supposed to protect us actually is the thing that could actually hurt us. So we have to make adjustments. All right, let me do my financial spin here. So, Charisse, we want airbags on our retirement plan. We want to make sure that there's a cushion there, that if something happens, a collision with the market, we have some protection. But is it possible that people can be too conservative with their money, that they have too much in the line of airbags, and that could actually hurt them for a 20, 25-year retirement?
I'm trying to figure out how to correlate this airbag and the 9 and 2 and the 10 and 2 and the 9 and 3. And I don't have any bright ideas this week, guys. I can't even put it together. I'm like, there's nothing I can really relate there except for the 60-40 portfolio.
Oh.
Maybe we'll go with the 60-40 portfolio. That's okay. The best I can do for this one. Some people come in and they have a 20-80 portfolio or an 80-20, right? So the 20-80 is we have 80% in bonds or safe money or cash or CDs and only 20% in the stock market. So some of those people will have, 30% of their assets at the bank in the savings account making nothing. So yeah, it's way too conservative. Some of the bonds out there, we're going to have fluctuation of interest rates go up and they go down, and they might only average 4% over the next 10 years. So I'm okay with an average of 4, right? But we're looking for an average of 4 to 6 on our safe money, and we want other opportunities. So we just want to make sure that we're not taking too much risk. There's a happy medium, and then we're not ultra conservative, because I do have people come in and say, Charisse, I don't trust anybody. I have my money at the bank. I do not want to invest it. What are these safe money strategies? Because I feel like I do need to make some money and I don't feel comfortable having all my money at the bank. I get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we start digging into those things. And it's basically just shifting their mindset to saying, hey, it's the same thing as putting your money under the mattress. It's the same thing as keeping your money at the bank that's making 0.25%. But the difference is, we're at least going to guarantee you now 5%, maybe 5.5% for the next 5 years.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. And there's always some negatives to it. You can only take 10% or just take the interest from it every year. But most people are like, okay, that's okay. We'll just make sure all of our money's not over there in that safe bucket. We'll have some money at the bank. We'll maybe buy some of the 10-year treasuries that, are pretty liquid, right? If you wanted to get them, the 10-year is offering 4.5%. So that would be more of that ultra conservative person, I would call them more the cash management client. And that's because they don't want a dime in the stock market. They're happy with the $500,000 they made, or they're happy with $1 million they made, or $2 million. And they say, Charisse, your only job is not to lose one dime and not ding the death fees on my accounts, right?
Gotcha.
And
yeah.
I get them. So we are able to serve all those types of people in our office because we get it. We get you. Even myself, when I saw the 10-year safe fixed guarantee for 6% every year for 10 years, even my own brain was like, oh, if I had a big chunk of money, I would even put some money in that at my age, because there's something about a guaranteed 6% every year for 10 years. And for me as a 45-year-old, 6% every year while I have all this jiggly stuff moving around over here in my other accounts, I don't know. It makes me feel good. Maybe I'm turning into a retiree sooner than I should be, but the retiree sometimes says, no, I don't want that, which blows my mind. I'm like, well, I want that. Why don't you want that? That's what I'm thinking. But lots going on. If you have money in the bank that's not making money, or under the mattress, you're too conservative. Remember, inflation is slapping that account all the way around, and you're losing to purchasing power in the future. Even though it's safe, you're losing. So let's start considering some of those ideas out there that do have liquidity and get some of that cash moving so you make some money.
Well, we many times on the show talk about having too much risk, being in the market too much and having too much of your foot in that water, your toes in that water. But today we also want to show the other side of that is if you don't have any growth, sometimes that can put your retirement in danger too. So being too conservative, that balancing act that you've got to talk through, that's what it is all about, to sit down and have a complimentary retirement consultation with Charisse. If you go to our website, zinniawealth.com, hit the gold box and you'll see that right there. We'll ask you to put in a little information. You'll be on your way. Or give us a call at 833-368-3680. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, that market has been way up and all of a sudden has gone way down. It is another example of the volatility of our stock market, and we'll talk through it coming up next on Retirement Coffee Talk. Welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Charisse Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online at zinniawealth.com. And we hope that you'll go there and tool around a little bit. You can hear this show. You can hear segments of shows. You can hear interviews. Just go to the media tab right there. You can also hit the event tab and find out where our next educational events are, Zinnia U. There's a lot for you to scroll around there. Take a look at zinniawealth.com. All right, Charisse, so I've got financial whiplash again looking at my account. About 2 weeks ago, I think my 401k was the highest it's ever been, and I'm feeling pretty good about things. Then in a matter of a week, a lot of that disappeared. So we have some crazy stuff going on in the markets right now. And this is what I say all the time. If you look at that and your stomach is churning, and you're up at night walking the halls, or you're sitting at your kitchen table with your hand on your forehead going, oh my gosh, look at the money I've lost. Charisse, this should be a signal to people that it's really time to come in, because if that makes you upset now, imagine if you're in retirement.
So we've said this, I mean, for 10 years, you know, you're chasing the tail of this rocket ship and eventually you're going to get burned, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. This could be a short little burn. You put the Band-Aid on and when we're healed up, we're going, you know, the distance, right? So after this election, possibly, there's no telling. But I do know this. There was a lady from Ms. Booth from Schwab that I had listened to, and she talked about inflation. She talked about all these different rules, and she brought up something called the SAM rule. And it's when employment moves 50 basis points direction, that means we are in a recession, mm-hmm, and it does play out historically. So the SAM rule was named after an economist, which is interesting. So we were at our lowest 3.4%, and now we're at 3.9%. So that's 50 basis points higher in unemployment. So that is supposed to be facto, right? Mm-hmm. That we are in a recession. We're not seeing, people can't see it or feel it just yet, but that's how recessions actually happen. So there's 20 states out there right now that have already experienced this, which is even worse, because when each state, it starts to happen here in the next 12 months, we might see more damage to Wall Street. So again, we have this Band-Aid, hasn't been quite ripped off yet, but it's slowly going to mm-hmm. come off, right? And so we want to be really careful with this elevator ride down as the stock market goes down and that staircase up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's ever ran or walked up those stadiums at University of Florida, but when you come down, it takes seconds. When you go up, it takes a long time. And so right now, the market's going to be bobbly. We already said we were going to see some bobble in the market. We don't know how bobbly, but we are in an election year. Mm-hmm. I have less worry about that. But again, I'm not predicting. It's what happens after the election year. I have more predictions, right? So we'll see what happens here in January. Right. So, you know, beware. You know, if you're going to play the game of the stock market, you know, you have to deal with it. That is part of the territory. You are signing up for losses and you're crying the blues. Oh, it was so high. We're at the hit top. Well, did you do anything about it?
That's
just
a good
point.
Bitcoin.
Just like Bitcoin. You did when it was up top. When it was at 60,000, did you do anything about it? No, everybody lost until it dropped, you know, 80%. So we're in the same position. So if you are somebody who is really good at this and you go on your own, I have some clients that are at home already and they were selling some of their things because they like to hold on to some of the reins and they like to capitalize, right? A lot of companies like to do that also. The question is if you are that worried and you're watching the stock market go down, even you, Randy, you're saying, hey, we hit an all-time new high. Now it's coming down. Ugh, I don't like this. We might not like this. And maybe for this time period, if the market is down 5%, but are you going to like it when it goes 10 or 15? And how's that going to affect you? What does that do for you mentally? Like, how much stress are you going to put your body through and your brain through as the market's going down? And as you're watching the market go up for a couple of weeks, and then it comes back down, then it goes up, holy cow, in retirement, I don't want anything to do with that personally. Zero. So if you are so sick and tired of this roller coaster ride and you're just unsure, you probably need to come in and talk to us or one of our advisors, because you need to be sure about your plan. if you are running to that TV wondering what direction it went up, there's a problem, because that means you have too much in the stock market when you are in retirement. I believe in having money in the stock market, but you shouldn't have to run to the television every time to see what the market's doing, because if you are, that means you're too heavily weighted in the stock market and maybe you don't really understand your plan. And we talk about this roller coaster. The stock market is a roller coaster. And when it goes down fast. And that's our elevator ride down, right? And then when it finally decides to creep back up, especially when it's a really big loss, let's say the S&P loses, you know, 30%, that takes 4 to 5 years to get back to even. That staircase all the way up is the worst torture that you're going to experience, besides being cut or breaking a bone or a lot of other things, right? And so don't add that extra pressure to yourself, because some of you might even be living off that income as it's going down and as you crawl your way out of this hole for 4 or 5 years, and you're going to worry and you're going to make bad decisions because you're like, hey, I got to pay this light bill. I got to pay the gas bill. Oh, I got my insurances and I'm pulling money out of this account that has not gotten back to even. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is a compounding factor that 2 or 3 years later, you realize have really eroded your portfolio, but you don't notice it till it's too late. So don't be in that position. Don't put yourself in that position. Work up a plan.
Think about when you bought your first house, or you bought a house and you have to buy insurance, and you buy fire insurance on your house. You don't buy fire insurance on your house when your house is actually on fire.
Right.
Nobody's selling you insurance as the flames are going through your house. You have to do that beforehand. So if you're looking at this right now and saying, I should have moved some money, it was at an all-time high, I should have, and then you lose 1,000 points in the market, and then you go, well, I got to work my way back. See, that's trying to time the market. We talk about that all the time. You just can't do it. You have to sit down and build a strategy and put the money in the market that you want, put the money in the safe places that you want, and be happy there and have that strategy, agree on it. And then we move and bob and weave, as Charisse would say, as we move through the economy. Give us a call. Let's have that meeting right now. If what's happening right now is really bugging you, that's a sign. Sit down with Charisse. 833-368-3680. Or use our website, ZinniaWealth.com, ZinniaWealth.com. Click on the gold box there. We do a complimentary retirement consultation, free meeting. We'll sit down and go through everything that you have done to save for retirement and how we can not only grow it, but how we can protect it. Again, 833-368-3680. All right, so I thought of you this week, Charisse, because you talk Medicare better than anybody I know. You have had so much experience in this area. And anytime a Medicare Advantage story comes up or Medicare overall comes up, I think about you. In Barron's this past week, there was a story about Medicare Advantage plans. And so we get Medicare, and then we find there's a gap there to try for some insurance, and we've got to buy an additional policy in order to cover us. And this article is about how Medicare Advantage plans sometimes can kind of sting you a little bit. They have higher premiums, higher deductibles. There's all sorts of things that you need to know about before you jump into this.
Okay, so I'm going to just put the bad news out first.
Okay.
And then I'm going to kind of explain myself. And Randy, I haven't even talked to you about this, but I knew about this 6 months ago.
Okay.
Advantage plans. So there's Medicare A and B. So A, you've earned through your FICA taxes. A is hospitals. B, you haven't earned that, but that covers your doctors and labs and outpatient services and surgery. That's typically what you pay that $174.70 for every month. And then D is your prescription drug plans. Now, C are these Advantage plans, the HMOs and PPOs. When you get one of those, you can't have your Medicare A, B, and you can't get D, basically, right? So you're just getting C, and now the company, like Humana in this article, is now reliable for your coverages, and they get to decide whether or not you get something covered or not, believe it or not. And they're the ones who says, hey, you got to jump through hoops. No, you can't have this prescription, but you can try this one. And then you can try this one. And if those don't work, then you can write an appeals form. Then you can have you're the one you're used to having. So it's a hoop jumper, right? I'm not good at hoops. Mm-hmm. And so what I had read is that the budgetary crisis is hitting the government, and it affects all those Advantage plans and proposals in the future. And right now it's saying your Advantage plans in 2025, that the where you're paying a zero premium, those are those the Medicare Part C, HMOs and PPOs, on average, you could be paying up to $300 a month for that. That is the projection, possibly. Wow. When you pay zero premium, and I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of doctors and hospitals that are coming off these plans right now, maybe not in the good old villages, but across the nation, Ocala, Gainesville, a lot of other places. So you might wake up in 2025 and you really need to know your plans and find out that the plan you have all of a sudden has a premium. So you're going to need to do some homework to see where they stand. But these doctors, they get paid a big chunk of money. And then some doctors don't get paid on time. Hospitals don't get paid on time. And they're really sick of it. And it's costing a lot of money. And we've had an HMO and PPO our entire lives in our working career. I mean, I have that right now with our plan here at Zinnia Wealth Management. And then when you retire, somebody's like, well, you know what? I don't need to go pay a premium for the Medicare supplement out there. When I'm used to the HMO, I'll go to one of these HMO plans. But these HMO plans and PPO plans work a little bit differently in retirement when you're on Medicare than when you're in your career and working and you have those are different types of plans, because now you're not paying a premium in Medicare for them. And while you're working, you are paying a pretty good premium. So we actually started getting away from Medicare Advantage plans a few years ago, Randy, and we were offering Medicare Advantage plans for 15 years. And it was so much work on the client. It was so much stress on the client with the prescription drugs changing, with them not getting approved for this appointment or this x-ray, or, hey, they won't do this surgery, or you can't have this prescription, that I said, you know what? If you can afford a Medicare supplement and pay that extra premium every month and then go get a Part D plan, if you can afford it, and most of our clients can, even though maybe they don't want to, because they like the freebie, but you get freedom of choice. You know, as long as the doctor and the hospitals accept Medicare and it's medically necessary, you're covered. It has to be medically necessary. And I don't know any hospital that doesn't take Medicare, right? And just know that there's a rhyme and a reason why we shifted gears. And now we're going to start seeing the output of it. And you're about to see it in your paychecks and your Social Security checks going down further because of the Medicare. Potentially, your Advantage plans are going to have these premiums. So, you know, it's a hard time right now. Some like Humana, some of these health insurance companies, their stocks are coming down, their earnings a little bit lower because they're not getting paid. And so they're, you know, doctors are dropping and it's a problem. So make sure you know what you're getting before you get it. By the way, when you turn 65, you're getting 1,000 calls from 1,000 insurance agents offering Medicare. If you have any questions about it, give us a call, because this is like one of the pieces, part of our holistic plan that we focus on and making sure you get it right. And does this make sense or does that not make sense? Medicare is a big piece and it is a puzzle. And we don't want you to be shamed. We don't want you to get into something that maybe you didn't understand, because just so you know, if you get an Advantage plan, those Advantage plans pay you more than a Medicare supplement. So yeah, there's a big push for Advantage plans because yeah, there's no premium, but somebody's also getting paid more for it. But for some people, you know, they can get paid more for it. Sometimes that plan works really well. Some people say, Sharice, I'm healthy. I didn't go to the doctors. You know, I'll get a supplement in the future. You very well could do that and get this freebie, but I don't think it's going to be free for too much longer.
Gotcha. Well, one of the things that's always impressed me about Sharice and doing this show over the last 10 years is how I have learned a lot about Medicare because she's in that world. And I mean, the discussion literally comes down to this. What medications are you taking? What condition do you have? What hospitals do you go to? What doctors do you go to? Let's now look at the best plan for those conditions. And it really boils down to that. It's such a customized and personalized plan. That's what we do financial planning, and that's what we'll help you with as far as Medicare, Medicare Advantage, supplementals. It's a conversation we have every day. Let's have it with you as well. If you're coming up on 65 this year, there are more people turning 65 than any other year in history. You're all going to have to deal with Medicare. Give us a call. We'll help guide you through it. 833-368-3680. 833-368-3680. Or go to our website, zinniawealth.com. Hit the gold box there for complimentary retirement consultation. And you'll be on your way. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, most everybody comes to the table at retirement with a 401k. What are your options? We have four for you to look at. We'll go through them coming up next on Retirement Coffee Talk. Welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Charisse Rivers at Zinnia Wealth online, zinniawealth.com, Z-I-N-N-I-A wealth.com. Visit our website. There's a lot to tool around there and learn about. There's a tab there that says education. When you click on that, there's one that says useful guides. And you go there and there's tons of stuff that you can download about Social Security and Medicare and 401ks and all sorts of different things that you deal with in retirement. Check our website, zinniawealth.com. All right, so we've said it many times. Your biggest retirement asset is probably going to be your 401k. What do we do with our 401k? How do we make that last? How do we treat it in retirement? Charisse, we've got four ideas here that I think people probably need to explore.
Yes. So let's start with the first one. I like this, Randy. Okay. It says, take a full cash taxable distribution. So I have met people in the last 20 years and being in this industry, and they said, we just cashed it out. I'm like, what do you mean you cashed it out? Like, well, they just sent us a check we put into the bank. I'm like, I remember one of the first times I ever heard it. He's like, yeah, it was like $1 million. I said, yeah, but how much did you lose in taxes? And he says, about $400,000. I'm like, so you're okay with that $400,000 just going goodbye? Like, they didn't even roll it to a Roth. They just cashed out, put in their bank. And he's like, well, I didn't know if you want to know the truth, Charisse. I just took the distribution, not realizing it should have been rolled, or I probably would have rolled. They just didn't know.
Well, this is one of those things people say, I want to pay off my house in retirement. Look at all that money in the 401k. I'll just take it and pay off the house. Well, you just gave yourself a huge tax bill too, didn't you?
Yeah, and I was surprised because I had a really good job, and you think this would have been taught. Like, this was clear. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't do this. And because he was retired and he just thought that now it's his, he knew there was no penalty, but he didn't realize how big that tax ramification was going to be. He just never considered it. And of course, he had 60 days to get it back in, but he didn't know that. Nobody told him until his tax bill came. Okay. So, yeah, all he knew is that they withheld 20%. He said that's what he thought his taxes were. And then at the end, the very next year when he had taxes, he's like, yeah, and I had to pay another 20%. I was like, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's like, surprise, surprise.
All right, so don't take it all out at one time.
Right. Don't take it all at one time.
Okay. Number two.
Number one. All right. Yes. Leave it in the current 401k plan. So if you're retired or you have old 401ks, don't leave it in your 401k plan. But I do know why you do it. And my lovely clients, especially the ones that have TSP, I don't know why you are all so married to TSP. Whoever has a TSP, you are all very much the same. It doesn't matter what county, city, state you live in. You are all, you say the same thing, and you come from all different types of jobs, and everybody loves their TSP.
They're happy there,
and I'm happy for you. But the G fund isn't enough. The F fund is enough. I mean, you're so limited on your funds. But they'll say, but it's done so well. I was like, yeah, but it does really bad when it's not really well. So I don't understand the thinking. And so what I find out, a lot of the people in the TSP, they like to manage their money themselves. They jump from the G fund to the F fund, et cetera, and going back and forth. But they lose along the way because they do admit to me over time, well, I didn't get back in the market fast enough. And I got out too soon. And there's only six plans. Maybe that's why people love the TSP, is because it's simple.
Okay.
You know, we like simplicity, but we see people failing all the time in the TSP plans, especially when they manage it themselves. So don't be afraid to roll some of it out to an advisor that actually really knows when to make those moves and that you can lean on. You know, if you say, hey, I want to hold on to the reins a little bit and I'll keep some of the TSP and, you know, your team can do this much. And before I make any moves, I'll make sure I, you know, talk to you, Charisse. That would be fantastic. So, you know, I've been down that road many, many times with clients. So
that kind of brings us to number three. What if I don't leave it in there and I roll it over? Where do we roll it to and why is that an advantage?
Right. So this is the most popular, most common thing to do, is that you have a retirement account with your employer, 401k, 403b, TSP, TIA-CREF, you know, name it. You can roll it through this rollover form to an IRA. And that's what most people do. There's no tax implication whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You can go from a higher fee where your funds are sitting right now in your 401ks to really pittance, right? Pennies on the dollar type of fees by rolling it to an exchange traded fund or index fund. I mean, on average, people save 0.5% just by rolling it from a 401k to an IRA on those internal expenses, a fund fee. So that there's a big savings there. You can also use all the safe cash management options that are out there, and there's hundreds of them, where you can't use that in your retirement accounts. And now you have more flexibility than ever. I don't know if you try to get money from your 401k before or TIA-CREF or TSP or 403b. It takes an act of Congress, a form that takes 2 weeks to get to you and then 2 weeks to get to them and then 2 weeks before you get your money. So having that liquidity and the access to it is key, especially in retirement. Everybody complains in retirement, I want liquidity, but yet you leave it at the 401k where it's not liquid, right?
All right.
So making those moves and being smart about it and, you know, how much do we move is a big, big question.
So we're talking about what you can do with your 401k. You can take all the money out, but you got a big tax bill. You can leave it in your 401k. There's some good and some bad on that. You can roll it over into your own personal IRA, and that has some advantages as well. Number four on the list here is take that money and put it in an IRA. I want to get it out of the tax wash, and I want to use this money later when I need it and I don't want to pay taxes. It's a good thing, but there's a lot of math that goes along with this because doing it all at once is not necessarily the answer, is it?
It's not. And I have not recommended all at once ever to anybody because some people are coming in and they're on Social Security. And if you roll it all at once, we could have some pretty big taxes on Social Security. And if you're on Medicare at the same time, now you have to worry about IRMA rules and your Medicare Part B premium can go from $174 a month to $580 a month.
Ouch.
So it's best to have a strategy when we're considering now our 401k is now an IRA, and now we want to say, you know, Charisse, I want to start rolling this to a Roth, but slowly. I don't want this big tax hit every year, but how do we do it and how much? Do we do it over 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years? And I will tell you, I had an engineer come to my village's office just the other day, and he said, you know, of all the things I did right, I made one big mistake, Charisse. I was like, what was that? I was like, oh, this is going to be good. He's like, I put all of my money in a darn 401k. And back in the 90s, when I was allowed to start rolling money to a Roth, I didn't because I was looking for that tax savings then. And now I see what I've been hearing you talk about. I've got this big tax bill in my hand. He's got $2 million and now his IRA that we're managing. And we're slowly moving money over. But it's a painful process. But he's adamant doing this because he said he's going to make the same tax mistake if he doesn't do this now, especially if taxes keep going up over the next 30 years in retirement. So he sees the math. And I tell you that story to encourage you. A lot of people across the country are now thinking, oh, I wish I would have. I wish. Listen, it's not too late. Even you can roll over those 401ks to a Roth if you want to. We can help you do that. You just pay the taxes on it. Even if you're under 59 and a half, Randy, I don't know if you know this, but if you do a rollover from a 401k to a Roth IRA, you don't have to pay that 10% penalty to do the rollover because you're not quite 59 and a half yet. So they allow you to do it with a special rollover form. And so before you go and do that, come see us. We'll do the math on how much does it make sense? How much is that going to affect your Social Security taxes? Do we have to worry about Medicare and IRMA? You might be retired, not collecting Social Security, maybe living off some savings or trying to figure out, well, where do I live off first? This could be a prime opportunity for you to come in and see us so we can say, well, if you're going to live off this cash, this is a great time to consider rolling some of this IRA money over to a Roth. So we get really excited when we're talking about the tax plan because there's so many strategies. And when you don't have the largest income, because now we're like in this middle ground retirement zone and you haven't quite turned on that pension or you can't get it yet, or you haven't quite turned on Social Security, is a real prime time to really consider that plan. And a lot of people forget that they can. And they just think, oh, a tax bill. But your tax bill will be lower in times like that.
Well, this is the weekend where many of you are sitting down and doing your taxes and you're thinking about this. And if you're writing a check, and you probably are, you're saying to yourself, I hate this. Well, you're going to hate it more in retirement. So we're talking about taxes today because tax day is Monday. We're talking about taxes because taxes in your regular working years are different than taxes in your retirement years. And Charisse has just given you a whole bunch of options on how to save money in taxes. It's an important part of a retirement plan. It's certainly part of our retirement plan. It should be part of yours. Give us a call. Give us a look on our website. Here's our website, ZinniaWealth.com, ZinniaWealth.com. Hit the gold box there and you'll be on your way. Or give us a call, 833-368-3680. Charisse, that is all the time we have for today. I'm going to give you the last word.
Okay, we talked a lot today. So if anybody wants to do a rewind, you can go to our podcast on Apple, iTunes, YouTube, and any kind of podcasting group out there except for Google. And you can tune in and listen to past and previous episodes. And it's called Retirement Coffee Talk. So hope to catch you there. And as usual, live by design and not by default. And we'll see you here next week.
This has been Retirement Coffee Talk. To find out more about how the strategies we've discussed on this program can build the retirement you've been wanting, call Zinnia Wealth at 352-368-3680 or visit us online at zinniawealth.com.
Charisse Rivers is an investment advisor representative of Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Charisse Rivers is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC, is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Charisse Rivers, NPN Insurance License Number 8718011.